Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
All right, here we go. What it is. Oh, what's up? Got you in the cup. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I might play this every day, dude. Yeah, make sure to pound that subscribe button for me if you're brand new. At least like the goddamn episode, you know what I'm saying? Let me know you're here. Holler at your boy. It's a gruesome day to be a Cincinnati Bengals fan. I've already emotionally moved past it. This organization's failed us. There's nothing left for us fans to do. They continue to torture us. They continue to mock the great city of Cincinnati by putting teams like this out there. I'm quite frankly disgusted. I'm hurt. I am quite frankly thinking that this is all a big joke, and they're going to tell you at some point that it's just all been a nightmare, and you're going to wake up to the same reality. I don't know where I was going with that, but I think last night we were able to see a few of the worst teams in football. I think the Cincinnati Bengals are vying for that title right now. I think the New York Jets are vying for that title right now. The Miami Dolphins are pretty shit themselves. The best team to play last night were the Denver Broncos out of the four. I don't know why they're still doing Monday Night Football doubleheaders, but out of four teams, the Denver Broncos are exceedingly the best team we saw playing football last night, and I don't even think they're that good. So there you have it. It's really, you know, I got a bunch of texts last night. I was at jiu-jitsu, and people were saying, where are your snap stories? Where are your reactions? I know you're ranting. I can hear your rants from here. And the truth is, man, I didn't watch most of that fucking game. I saw everything I needed to see when the Broncos scored a 20-yard touchdown with 8 seconds left to play in the second half. Okay, this team has obviously been propped up by Joe Burrow year in, year out. We're talking Zach Taylor in his 7th year as an NFL head coach. And the sad reality is that Joe Burrow might be past his prime. if he stayed healthy for that Jacksonville Jaguars game, I'm convinced that he would have gotten hurt some other way in some other moment. The Broncos got home last night with a three-man rush. The Bengals had six guys in protection. Amarius Mims is a guy who I thought was a bright spot on this offensive line. He was terrible last night. We had this, all this buzz. I think the O-line's coach is named Scott Peters. We had all this buzz behind Scott Peters going into the season. Oh, he's got an MMA background, and he's going to teach these guys to really have violent hands. What an abysmal job done by this guy up to this point. Can you imagine your livelihood, your day in and day out, being completely focused on one position group as a football coach, and your position group is glaringly, by far, the worst aspect of the entire team? This guy's probably spending every waking moment thinking about this offensive line. And this offensive line, with six guys in protection, the back included, allow a three-man rush to get home. Two out of those three men for Denver made it back there. You had four blockers on one guy. That was the only guy that didn't get back there. Four. This is the sorriest team I've ever seen in my life. I'm willing to argue that this is the worst team in professional football right now. I'm willing to argue, and here's the narrative that a lot of Bengals fans are trying to spin right now. The narrative that the way this team is playing right now goes to show that Joe Burrow is one of the best players to ever put on pads. It's a crazy narrative because he doesn't have any Super Bowls, but how could he? How could he? Barring a Logan Wilson bullshit pass interference or holding call late in the Super Bowl, how could he have one? So a lot of the blame is falling on Zach Taylor right now. A lot of the blame is falling on Zach. There's a lot of window dressing in this offense, but the offensive line is just so bad. It's so bad. And this really falls on the people in charge of personnel. This really falls on the only GM in football whose official job title is not GM. It's Duke Tobin. It's a literal five-man scouting department. The smallest by a large margin in all of pro football. How can you expect to compete when you cheap out on your personnel department, when you cheap out on your scouting department? Oh, we've got enough guys. We don't have to pay anymore. We're good. We got all of our money allocated to three players. We're good. We don't need any more scouts. We're good. I promise we're good. Stop shelling out money. We can't afford it. We're a small market team. We're a small-minded group of people. This team's been in our family for so long. You think we don't deserve to be here? It's freaking ridiculous, man. Yeah, so I turned the game off at halftime. I knew exactly what was going to happen, and I was exactly right. I'm glad I didn't watch it. But I did notice an exchange at some point in the game. Jamar Chase pulls Zach aside, and he's basically like, what's going on? What are we doing? He wasn't getting any targets. But the thing about it is that it's hard for a receiver to get targets when the quarterback has less than 2 seconds to get the ball out, especially a backup. And look, I haven't shat on Jake Browning. in this episode yet, but he's been terrible. But to play devil's advocate, how could you not be terrible behind this sorry O-line? This sorry O-line group. How could you not be terrible? And Jamar goes to Zach, and he's saying, what are we doing? Literally, what are we doing? I'm not getting any targets. This shit is ridiculous, man. What are we doing? And to Zach Taylor's credit, I really respected this about Zach. He took his headset off. He put his arm around Jamar.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And he listened to him. Zach Taylor is a player's coach. Zach Taylor has Joe Burrow's confidence, which is the most valuable thing he could have in this profession right now. Zach Taylor, according to inside sources, is loved by players. And he's getting the majority of the flack online today and last night, as every head coach does when teams play like this. This team has looked uninspired. They have looked lost. They look soft. They look scared. There's not a single intimidating thing about this team. Even Trey Hendrickson is only winning about 20% of his pass rush reps. Now, that's the best on the team. That's still the best on the team. The best pass rush win rate in the interior D-line is our supposed run-stuffing tackle, TJ Slayton. It's a problem when your nose tackle is leading the interior D-line in pass rush win rate. This entire debacle that is the Cincinnati Bengals can be blamed on Duke Tobin and the scouting department. And I'm beating a dead horse here with what I'm about to say. You guys, if you guys watch the show, you'll know what I'm about to say. Who hired Duke? Who hired the scouts? It's ownership. It's disgusting, anti-merit nepotism. It's Mike Brown's daughter, Katie Blackburn, who I've said numerous times on this show, looks mentally challenged, objectively, looks mentally challenged. And she's got a lawyer husband named Troy who's sticking his slimy little fingers in the operations of this organization as well. They've ruined it. They have ruined it. And I got all these texts last night. Clark, where are your Snapchat stories? I know you're ranting about this game. Where are your Snapchat stories? Where's your weekly Instagram post about this team? Number one, it's not worth making anymore. I'm not dedicating a single ounce of emotional energy to this team anymore. They don't deserve it. Number one. Number two, I was at jiu-jitsu, and I much rather would have gone and trained like I did than watch this sorry-ass performance. And that's that. Zach Taylor's not going to get fired. He's not going to get fired. He's got Joe Burrow's cosign. And Joe Burrow has got ownership's ear. They've never fixed the O-line. The defense is still ass. Inconsistent as all get out. You can't win football games when you don't address the core tenets of the game. The exact thing I was talking about with the Alabama-Georgia game on Saturday, on yesterday's show, the thing that gets me fired up is when the offensive line or the defensive line dictates the line of scrimmage. And the Bengals haven't addressed either. They've had 6 years in the Burrow era to do that, and they have not addressed it. And it's because they won't make their scouting department more robust. That's an ownership thing. That's an ownership problem. I've called for a boycott on this ownership group so many times in the past 4 weeks, 3 weeks. And yet I go on Twitter and everyone wants to talk about Zach Taylor. And I'm not defending Zach Taylor, by the way. I'm not defending him. He's been absolutely abysmal. But guess what? It's pretty hard to look good as a coach when your personnel is trash dog water. So, Zach Taylor's not getting fired. Duke Tobin deserves to get fired. And these owners deserve to get pushed out, but they won't. Because I love the city of Cincinnati with all my heart. I love the people of Cincinnati with all my heart. But everybody's just going to keep going to the light like a moth. Everybody's just going to keep taking the bait. What needs to happen is we need to stop going to games. What needs to happen is we need to stop buying jerseys. What needs to happen is we need to stop wearing stripes until this ownership group feels it. I can't tell y'all how much support I've gotten online, on TikTok, other places, when I posted a short clip from this show last week asking if people would rally behind me if I started a GoFundMe to fly a sell the team banner over the stadium during a game. I'm thinking about doing it because I've gotten a ton of support. And I don't think it would incite any change, but it would at least send a message. This Brown ownership group is the definition. They are the embodiment of resting on your laurels. Ah, revenue's rolling in. We don't really have to make any adjustments to the scouting department this year. We're good with what we got. It's the general attitude of Cincinnati, of Central Kentucky. I don't know what's in the water. I grew up in this area. I know it to be fact. There's just an air of complacency that you breathe in and exhale when you're in that area. I don't know what it is. There's just an air of complacency. So I'm worried Joe Burrow's past his prime. I'm worried that we have missed the window. The window was really, I think it's gone. I really think it's gone. And I thank God, I thank the Lord above as a Cincinnati sports fan that our Reds are playing in the wild card round tonight and tomorrow. I really what a godsend that is. Because I mean, I know what I would do if they weren't in it. It would just be like every other time period of sports seasons in my life, pretty much. But, all right, that's enough on my therapy session on the Bengals. But we are going to get to the Jets. We are going to get to the Jets-Dolphins game. It's really hard to say who's the worst team in football. I think it's either the Jets or the Bengals. And I'm leaning towards the Bengals. But again, there's a lot of emotion involved in it for me with the Bengals. So I told a buddy of mine this. He was asking my opinion on what would happen in this Broncos game last night.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Before it happened, and I told him straight up, I said, look, whatever my take is, it's probably going to be wrong because I have an inherent amount of emotional bias around this team. And it's exactly why I dropped that Jake Browning take a couple weeks ago. It's the most egregious, disgusting, wrong take I've ever made about sports. And it was copium. You know, I was coping. And I made one of the worst takes ever. So when it comes to the Bengals, take what I say with a grain of salt because, you know, I'm hurt. I'm pissed off. I think this team's a terrible representation of our city. And I fear that the golden age of this organization, which only lasted about 3 or 4 years, is over. And I said I was finished ranting, but I got one more thing. Zach Taylor said in his presser after the game last night, he said, we've played two tough teams on the road. That was his response. We've played two tough teams on the road. Okay. What happened to that attitude when I think Cincinnati was down like 21-3 in Kansas City a couple years ago and they end up clawing their way back in to win? What happened to that attitude? When did we lose that? Was it last year? I feel like last year broke a lot of souls inside and outside of this Bengals organization. Because I think last year might have been the final year that the Bengals had the chance to go and do it. And they don't even make the playoffs. So, what do I know, man? What do I know? I think we're probably the worst team in football. Which is crazy because we had Super Bowl expectations this offseason. So Tyreek Hill gets hurt last night in the game against the Jets. Another disgusting game, you know. I don't know what they're doing with this Monday Night Football stuff anymore. Just disgusting game. And I think this injury is the end of Tyreek Hill's career. Now, he's going to try and come back because he's got 11 baby mamas, and financially he has to, okay? But he had his left foot and his left leg pointed completely to the right. He had a dislocated knee. ACL is definitely torn. Possibly 2 to 3 more ligaments damaged. At one point, they were saying that they were going to have to go through emergency protocol because they were worried he had artery and vein damage. And they were thinking they would have to amputate if they didn't get this thing dealt with within 6 hours. I don't think it ended up being that bad, but it was in the discussion while he was in the ambulance headed to the hospital. His behavior as he was being carted off, he was joking, he was smiling, he was screaming, yeah. It didn't really make sense. Some people from the Dolphins ended up weighing in on it saying, yep, that's real stoic leadership right there. You know, the fact that he was willing to crack a smile when he was at that lowest of a low is inspiring to the team. We lost a leader tonight. All these different kind of things. It was a very interesting spin on it because it looked to me like a guy that was happy to be collecting $72 million guaranteed and not have to work for the rest of the year. Again, I'm just bullshitting. That's just what my half-wit brain was thinking, seeing him get carted off. And then he was cheesing in the ambulance. He was cheesing in the hospital bed. Maybe they had him. I think at that point, I don't know what the pain would be like for a knee injury like that. It looked really gruesome. I know that when I snapped my forearm in half when I was 17, they pumped me up with morphine as fast as they could. And I was cutting up laughing after they shot me up with that shit, for sure. So maybe they... I don't know about the pain of an... I would imagine it was pretty bad. It looked gruesome. I bet they shot him up with something while he was in the ambulance. You know, I just don't know. But we're looking at, for Tyreek Hill, a 15-month minimum recovery. And he's 31. He's got a shifty playing style. He runs cutting routes. That's his thing. And he's not going to be the same after this injury. But again, the guy's got 11 baby mamas. So he's going to come back. He's going to try and play. But he's never going to be the same. He's never going to be the same. And it's really sad because I think back to the part of his career where he was on the rise. Makes me feel kind of old. At age 28, I've watched two or three generations of players now fully emerge and then submerge and go away. And you go back to this idea of impermanence. Let's get philosophical here. Impermanence. We're going to see many more generations of players come and go. We're going to see many great teams come and go. Great organizations, runs of organizational success come and go. And the game's going to change. It's so funny. Even since I was a kid, this game is so much different. Nowadays, you got kickers that are able to hit 65-yard field goals. You've got coaches going for it on fourth down more than ever. And now we watch as Tyreek Hill's career is seemingly coming to an end. I think Tyreek Hill heading to the Miami Dolphins was one of the worst things he could have done for his career. Just call it like I see it. If you look at the on-paper production, you look at the film, I'm sure there are a lot of distractions in Miami compared to Kansas City. I think Tyreek Hill going to the Dolphins was the absolute worst thing he could have done for his career. Not really anything good has come of him being in Miami. If you're talking about winning an on-field production. So, one play that stood out to me in the Jets-Dolphins game last night was when The Jets punt returner fair caught the football on the 3-yard line. And then he came off the field and kind of was like, "This, you're saying this is my fault? Hey, this is my fault?" It's coaching 101. I was a linebacker, and I know this. As a punt returner, you do not back up behind the 10-yard line. You do not go back behind the 10-yard line. We're talking about fair catching it on the 3. Somebody's got to answer to that. I want to say that the Cincinnati Bengals are the worst coach team in football right now, but golly, you got a punt returner fair catching it on the 3. That's pretty bad, dude. That's pretty bad. And then you think about Aaron Glenn. You think about how he treated Aaron Rodgers last year. And you wonder, is this guy for real? I know he's a former player. He had great success in Detroit. Some guys are just built to be coordinators and not head coaches. I'm hearing a lot of people in the media today talking about the Jets being the worst coach team in football. And, of course, as a Bengals fan, I'm like, hey, have you seen our team? Have you seen our squad? But it's things like that. It's little things on special teams. Like, as a punt returner, you don't back up behind the 10. You let that thing go out the back of the end zone. And then the guy comes off and he's like, hey, whoa, this is my fault? Yeah. Yeah. It is your fault, bud. I just didn't understand it. Just a really, really tough slate of football last night. We're only at about 30 minutes. I'm about damn near out of stuff to talk about. Because that's... I don't have much to say about these Bengals. They got the Lions next week. Lions, I think, have scored like 133 points or something in the last few weeks. And I know the people of Cincinnati are still going to show up to that game. They're still going to show up. Such good, faithful people being taken advantage of by this ownership group. They get trampled and stumbled all over, and then they pop back up and ask you for more and thank you. It's why I love them, but it's also our downfall as a community, not holding this ownership group accountable. We've got to cancel our season tickets. We've got to stop going to games. We've got to stop buying jerseys until this organization proves to us that they actually care about winning. It's as simple as that. Two embarrassing games in a row, and it's only going to get worse. You got the Lions next week. Got the Packers after that. And we're looking at being 2-4 easily. The Lions could be, I think they're 10-point favorites right now. The Lions could be 17-point favorites, and I would take that. The Lions could easily win by 28, frankly. So where do you go with it? I'm pretty spent today, guys. I appreciate anybody that's hanging in here watching with me. Trying to make it entertaining, but and I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. I wish I could crash out more for you guys, but I'm emotionally spent on this team. I have spent my last ounce of emotional energy on this Cincinnati Bengals team. And I really treat these podcasts the day after Bengals games, I really treat these like therapy sessions. And it's sad, but I really kind of expected the game to go the way it did last night. I wasn't a bit surprised. Jake Browning missed a bunch of throws that Burrow would have made. And then a lot of other plays, he couldn't even get the throw off because the offensive line is so bad. Pretty sad. Pretty sad. I'm enjoying college football this year, though. It's college football has been fucking badass. The high levels, right? The Alabama-Georgia game on Saturday was badass. Ole Miss-LSU game was badass. So, you know, I'm not gonna hang on here and try and yank teeth, try and figure out more things to talk about. That's really all I had to hit on with you guys today. I know it's a shorter episode. But just two shitty games last night. And frankly, I've been doing a lot of shit today, so I'm in terms of my energy, I'm pretty tapped. But I am gonna hop on a Madden stream here right after this. So if you guys want to hang around on the channel until I go back live, I'd really appreciate it. It'd be great. But that's really it, man. I know Ben Johnson kind of bit a female reporter's head off at halftime of the game on Sunday. We got to keep women away from football, man. I love women more than anybody. We got to keep them the hell away from football. You know what I mean? These female reporters, they're hot. They're fun to look at. But a lot of them just ask terrible questions. And how could they not? They've never played the game. You know, how do you think I would do if I was a sideline reporter at a Vogue fashion fucking a runway thing? You know? Well, you think I'd ask good questions? I've never done that shit before. It's so far out of my lane. But then you got women who are hot and they want to make some money. They want to get in front of a camera a little bit. And they say, "Oh, I'll try and learn football." And then you get somebody that asked Ben Johnson a stupid question at halftime, and he said, "Well, what would you do? What would you do?" Yeah, we're going to keep being us. Thanks. This shit's crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Just kind of bullshitting at this point. You know what I mean? Let's get on some Madden. Appreciate y'all. Anybody that's watching, if you're new, welcome. We're here every day. During the week, Monday through Friday, 5 to 6-ish Eastern. I know it's 8 Eastern right now. We've been late the last 2 days. I've got a colleague in town. We've been mulling over some important things as it pertains to my day job that currently pays me. But if you want to help me out, this is what I really love doing, podcasting and YouTubing. So if you're new, hit that subscribe button for me, please. Bare minimum, like this thing. It helps push us in the algorithm. We're trying out the horizontal stream this week. I think the vertical stream is better for exposure because it puts us in the shorts feed. But we're going to try out the horizontal stream this week for a better viewer experience, because I know it is a better viewer experience for a podcast to be watching it this way. But we'll figure it out and we'll keep it moving. That's the show today. I really appreciate you guys coming in And we'll see you on Madden here in a minute.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.